an ace guitarist, as some 60,000 or so Americans discovered in June of 1967 when the Jimi Hendrix Experience played the first and the only International Monterey Pop Festival, blowing away a lineup that included Canned Heat, Janis Joplin, The Electric Flag, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, The Grateful Dead, Otis Redding, Buffalo Springfield, Eric Burdon's New Animals, and The Who got into a heated backstage debate with Jimmy, as Pete Townsend recalled in the film Jimi Hendrix.
Before the show at Monterey, we were starting to talk about the running order, more for Brian Jones was introducing us, I think, and Eric Burdon was introducing him, or vice versa, I can't really remember. And they wanted to know what was going to come first, and we couldn't really decide. So we just said, well, you know, I said to Jimmy, I said, we're not going to follow you on. So he said, well, I'm not going to follow you on. So I said, listen, we are not going to follow you on, and that is it. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're here, ready to go on now. Our gear's going to be there at the end of it, you know. And there was a certain look up in his eye, and he got on a chair, and he played some amazing guitar just standing on the chair in the dressing room. Janis Joplin was there, Brian Jones, Eric, and me, and a few other people just standing around. And then he got down off the chair and just said, turn round to me and just said, if I'm going to follow you, I'm going to pull all the stops.
Me, baby, rub it all night long. Rub me, baby, rub it all night long. Rub me, baby, rub it all night long. Rub me, baby, rub it all night long.
Jimi Hendrix Experience at Monterey Pop on June 18th, 1967. After 6 nights at Bill Graham's Fillmore West following the Monterey Pop Festival, Jimi Hendrix went to Los Angeles for a visit to the Laurel Canyon estate of Monkey Peter Tork. He hung out with a who's who of L.A. rockers, cracked up Peter's GTO, and waited to see if Monterey was going to pay off. Mitch Mitchell explains.
Everything was banked on that, because we had no other gigs in America. You know, bear in mind, we went to Monterey, and it was a one-off. That's the only gig we had, the only one. And, well, we were fortunate. Bill Graham was there, and he booked us for the Fillmore for the next week. And then someone else came along, John Phillips, said, hey, do you want to do a gig at Hollywood Bowl with Mamas and the Papas? And you go, wait a minute. I mean, you've been there, like, you know, like 10 days, and there you are at the Hollywood Bowl before it's 20,000 people. But breaking it in one place, as Monterey, didn't cover the whole of America, as we were later to find out.
The problems began when the Experience was teamed up with the Monkees, who were then one of the top pop acts in the country. But the made-for-primetime Monkees appealed strictly to the inexperienced sub-teen stay-at-home set, while Jimmy played for the hippies, rebels, and runaways of the age of Aquarius. Putting the bands together was a lunatic idea, doomed from the start.
We went and did this tour, or part of it, anyway. And it was getting quite disastrous, but something... We were opening the show for the Monkees, who were huge at that time. But you're talking like an audience of generally sort of 8 to 10 year old kids with their folks, and they didn't like us at all. So I think that's where the publicity machine sort of came into being. It said, look, you know, this ain't working out, and the people have been complaining. And it's like, you know, well, let's say the daughters of the American Revolution have been complaining, which I think a few people had. So we said, well, we want off. And they released us from our contract. But then it was back to, well, there was no gigs in the book. We initially went over for 3 weeks to America, and we stayed 3 months. And we played every flea bit in America as well, the same as we had in England and anywhere else in the world.